So today on the Stray Lifestyle Show, I'm joined in the studio by two very special guests from the Harrogate Borough Council, no less. Now, we have got Kirsty Stewart, who is the Business Development Manager. Hello, Kirsty.
Hi.
And we've also got John Club, who is the Commercial Development Manager. Welcome, John.
Hello.
Today, we're going to be talking about a service that you guys have sort of taken charge of over the last sort of 12 months, 18 months, and that is the Trade Waste Service. Now, Kirsty, we'll start with you. Mm-hmm. Could you just tell us, for someone who hasn't got a clue what we're talking about, what is the Trade Waste Service first and foremost?
Trade Waste is a commercial entity that we run as the council, and it's a different arm to the domestic waste. So we provide a waste service for businesses throughout the whole district, which covers 500 square miles.
And what sort of businesses do you mean? You're talking restaurants, cafes, aren't you?
Yeah, everything. Anything that's a business, we can get rid of your waste. So cafe, restaurant, office, farm, caravan parks, you name it, we can do it.
Now, I introduce you as the Business Development Manager, Kirsty, but you are more in charge of the operations, the sort of day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So what sort of daily challenges do you find on the job?
Well, the other day when it snowed, that was a big challenge, but all our Tradeways crews were out. So we have 5 crews. They're all in the green, branded, nice new wagons. We try to service the customer as best we can. You know, 6 days a week. We run Monday to Saturday.
Perfect. And we're also joined, as I said, by John Club, who is the Commercial Development Manager. John, it's important here to sort of speak about awareness is key, isn't it? Because obviously people know that Harrogate Borough Council handle the bins for households, but businesses as well, it's not something that's widely known, is it?
Yeah, that's true. Harrogate Council's got a big commercial programme at the moment, and our Trade Waste Service is probably our sort of flagship project. We've kind of transformed the business over the last 18 months. Lots of investment. Kirsty mentioned earlier that we've got some new vehicles, so they're kind of state-of-the-art bin wagons. Loads of technology inside. They've got cameras for the safety of the crews and the pedestrians. They've got kit in the cabs, so when the guys go and collect the customer's rubbish, it gets recorded on an in-cab unit, and that immediately triggers the kind of invoicing and payments in the background. So we've got really good live information, so if there's any problems, we can look back at what's happened. We can be kind of really reassured that bills are accurate, and it makes the whole service really efficient, so we can keep the prices low. Every customer is unique. You've got small businesses, large businesses. Some customers will literally have one bag a week. Others might have 6 bins a day, every day. You get everything. And all their needs are different. So say like if it's a cafe, they'll have maybe a bit more food waste and packaging. If it's an office, it's going to be much more paper-based, and we can kind of tailor that to what the customer needs. And being based in the district, of course, we're here every day, so it's easy for us to get around, get out to those rural areas that Kirsty mentioned, so we can reach other places that maybe some of our competitors can't.
Absolutely, and Kirsty, different bin sizes, different collection days.
Yeah, different collection
days. It must be a nightmare for you to manage it all.
Yeah, well, that's the computer system can do that for us, but we do have a team in the office that manage the day-to-day administration of it, and then we have the staff on the ground that drive the wagons, which are very good. But we, you know, John was just touching on the tailoring of the business, but we can do for, like, we deal with lots of caravan parks, but in the winter they close, so we stop the collections in the winter so they don't have a bill to pay because they're not generating any waste. But it's similar for schools, so they have the 6 weeks in the school holidays. We stop the service for them as well. So we work with every customer to fulfil their needs of their business and how they operate.
John, we said at the top of the recording that yourself and Kirsty took over and sort of took charge of this sort of side of the business 18, yep, 12 months ago. How different does it look from when you first took over to how it does today?
Yeah, I think it's really been transformed. I think all the team are thinking about the commercial side and the business side. So they're very, very focused on making sure the customer's served really, really well, because, of course, we've got lots of competitors. So we've got to make sure we're the best locally. And I think for me, the sort of key thing has been the investment in technology and then the training of the staff. So it's very much focused on customer service. I mean, the crews are amazing. The guys that go out and do the collections, they know their patches really, really well. So they often know the customers, and they bump into them round the back when they're doing the collections. And it's often them that will troubleshoot and find out problems even before the customer realises there's been a problem. Like, I don't know, say like a wheel's about to fall off a bin And then now with the technology we have a good idea of how the business is performing. We're introducing new products all the time. And, you know, for example, this year we introduced a recycling service. So it's enabling us to kind of do more with the kit that we have. So whether it's the vehicles or the crews, we're now the capacity is much greater than it was before, using technology, using modern practices.
Just before we go, Kirsty, if there's anyone listening that does want to find out a bit more about the trade waste services from Harrogate Borough Council, is there a website or a phone number they can get hold of you guys?
Yeah, so we have a direct line, which is Harrogate 01423841076, or our website, which is harrogate.gov.uk/trade waste. On the other end of that phone, if you like, Philippa is our sales officer, and she will be in touch with you, and she will speak to you, and she will actually come out onto site, and she would be able to then give you a quote, an obligation quote, and explain everything about we don't charge VAT, we don't have any hidden costs, etc. So Philippa's our sales lady.
Fantastic. So that website again is harrogate.gov.uk/trade waste. We'll also put some information at strafm.com as well, where you can follow and get a few more details about sort of the nitty gritty of the trade waste service at Harrogate Borough Council. Kirsty and John, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you.
Thank you.